To see one of the most remarkable small business success stories in Uganda, you have to duck, or you'll get caught in the laundry. Clothes hang in the courtyard of Peace Bayunduskaya's home in rural Kabale, Uganda. It's here the 36-year-old mother of four runs Blessing Abide Enterprises. Last year, Peace was named Ugandan Businesswoman of the Year. Beneath the laundry is her latest venture.
Cutting cases and solar dryers.
Very expensive.
Filling her courtyard are desk-sized solar dryers. Now, in developed countries, solar dryers are hardly extraordinary, but in rural southwest Uganda, the simple devices made of wood covered in clear and black plastic are an innovative technology providing lives and livelihoods for hundreds of peasants. Peace builds the dryers from plans supplied by the UN and uses them to dehydrate oyster mushrooms. 5 years ago, Peace Bayunduskaya was selling used clothing when she decided to become an oyster mushroom mogul and began teaching peasants how to grow them.
Yeah, I want to encourage people to venture into this project, which doesn't need big capital to begin. And it needs minimal land. So I would encourage people to venture into this activity so that we can at least uplift our standards of living.
Why mushrooms?
They are nutritional. They are medicinal. They are easy to grow. And I basically wanted to deal with the rural communities, those people who are so unfortunate.
Peace's son sorts empty pint whiskey bottles that she buys from local bars. The bottles are sterilized and filled with sorghum to grow the oyster mushroom spores.
I sell this bottle at 1,000.
This is like the world headquarters.
Yeah, it is.
Peace learned how to grow mushrooms at an extension course in Oregon. She started a demonstration plot in her home and business literally mushroomed. Today she provides the raw materials, the growing medium, and trains the people who teach peasants how to grow the fungus. For their labors, the peasants get about $2 for a kilo of fresh mushrooms and $16 a kilo for dried. So far, 700 people have been trained. 600 are women.
Mostly it deals with cooking, collecting water and firewood. And normally women do that work, yeah? But men are also trying because I've now trained 38 trainers and we have two men, which is good to me. People outside have success stories. They are improving day by day, and I believe we should be okay.
Peace Bayunduskaya, Managing Director of Blessing Abide Enterprises, Kabale, Uganda. For pictures of Peace, her mushroom dryers, and yes, her laundry, check out our website, loe.org.